what is this called? Beak. So the bird looked in the mirror. The beak will protect it because it's sharp. The bird looked in the mirror and said, "It's too ugly. I'm such a nice, when I was a nice creature, a bird, I have a beak." So the Eibishter gave it claws. Looked in the mirror, looked at itself, and it said, "Claws. Pasnished, you know, I'm such an edel animal, claws." So Hashem gave it wings. So it comes back to the Eibishter and says, "I don't understand you. I asked you that I need to save myself from the animals because I cannot run fast and I'm weak. So you give me more flesh on me so I should be able to run slower." He says, "You don't understand. I gave you a burden of flesh that if you use it correctly, you can fly with it." Azay is out, you know. You could look at an experience and say, it's a burden. Or you can look at the experience and say, this allows me to fly. Are you on in the right place? It's a burden. Or you can look at the experience and say, it allows me to fly. As a bachur in yeshiva, you can look at it in two ways. It's another burden of flesh. You got to go through the system. Make your dad happy, make your mom happy. Finish as soon as possible. And get into your job, whatever it is. Or whatever you want to do with your life. Really, it's wings. If you cultivate it, you can mamash fly away. A bacher, a bacher, a bacher. On cheshbonos. On calculations, on complications. You could chisel away. You can chisel away chassidus, nigla, teira, fabrengens, a social life, blad gemara, whatever it is, whatever you're into. But you could like become drunk on teira, on chassidus, on godliness, on davin. You can become drunk on it. Like you can live it to the fullest. You can live your life to the fullest. Because it's not like you have to run here to an appointment and you have to run here and go into an office and you're living in an environment where people don't understand you. Your mamash together, it looks like a good group of boys in this yeshiva. There's a halten zusammen, halt sich stark, verbring with each other. Looks like a very good group of boys. Very good. So someone, you were a masman, you were wearing a scarf on your neck, you had a stiff neck, then you still have the same stiff neck. I'm creative. So the Indian is going to edel a bachi amot. Stam an a chayin tech. Huh? No. It's a edel a bach. Am I talmid him on shul camp? Right? He's the only one who didn't make trouble. No, there were another few. So the bottom line is, als als bachdim, als een galten samen. You gotta chisel away your souls als een wie met gauwen in de sommer. Met afhadden. You gotta learn the books. The guys that learn, they have what to live with. The guys that don't learn, they go up, pust and wist. They don't know what to live with. Isser, Isser. That's the name, Isser. There's two Issers here, yeah? Feiglin mit Agutnik. Huh? Makhubga. It's all Eile Klach from Vemen, from the Bissukum. Ah. Where's Klubgan? Da? Du bist das?
Nicht Feiglin.
Ist es Klubgan? So a Mela, Madame Zichal.
Huh? If I care? If I know who you are, no. I don't know who most guys are. Huh? You're a libero?
Nothing.
Which nothing? Mendel?
Mendel.
Are you also corny? How's your Zayda? So the Meister is Chavrim, that's Galten Sazaman. So Galten Stark. Challenge yourself and learn the books. Learn, go through the books. Don't waste your time. Make sure your life's, your days and nights are rich, are meaningful, are filled with content. Patet nish concite. Ah? No, that's your choice. When I was a bachur, I did learn, and I don't regret it. When I was a bachur, I did learn. I'm not like the guys today. When I, if I would only know what I know now, whether I did learn, I could have learned more. That's true. We had the best modern metalim in the United States in our class, but poor capita. But we learned. You gotta find what your interest is, and your Kabbalah cell never hurts anybody. But don't dance on two weddings and don't jump on two swings. Take one swing and fly. You know the swing once you gate? That's a bacher. Then it slows down, that's your gaman. And then it stops, you're up there. But now if you swing, it's not going to fly, you know. You got to make the tumble, so to say. When I ask fish, the ganze Welt is gestorben. A bacher could throw himself into tatips. Unbelievable. Like a schmack. It's wings, you can fly, you can almost become sicker with data. Try it out. But you have to have chaverim, because isolation doesn't work for most people. Isolation breeds sometimes negative results. You have chaverim, or knele chaver. You have to open your heart, verbrengen. Reveal the gloomy secrets. And the chay sarbatim. And the chevet have to love each other. The guys who have more security and confidence psychologically got to turn to the guys who have more complexities and encourage them to open up. Very good. It's a good beginning. Only al pi shulchan aruch. If you do things not al pi shulchan aruch, it doesn't work. That was the mistake of some big people. They thought they're smarter. Zegeitnisht. There's a chizing in the neshama. You gotta read, you gotta learn, you have to know. Without, if you don't satiate your mind, the heart is garnished. The heart flies here, there, the mind focuses it. You gotta learn, you learn a maima, you have to apply it to yourself. You're going to sikh, you have to apply it to yourself. Don't learn, if you can't explain it to a secular Jew who doesn't know what Atzilus means, it means he didn't understand the maima. Finish a maima, you can't explain the whole maima to Balaklava Road, to whatever. Means you didn't understand it. How do you know you understand something if you don't have to use the words Atzilus Bia? Because you understand a secular guy doesn't know what Atzilus is. The Bachi could say, oh, this is from Atzilus. You have to be able to relate to it and apply it on a personal level, and then you can articulate it. So you gotta learn, apply, think, develop, love, and live.
Nobody knows.
What's the thing? Ah.
But it's still hard. It's still hard. Life is hard. Being a bach is hard. But that's the misgaber sein. And you know, do your own thing also. Do your own thing. Like, believe in your individuality. But don't become egotistical. Anyway, chavre chabach lib, guter chavre. Rebbe needs soldiers, and you're the guys. He needs pawns, foot soldiers. He once said a chess game, the foot soldiers, the pawns, they go step by step, they procrastinate. They're not like castles or knights or bishops. You ever play chess? Step by step. Did Rebbe once said this at a Fabrengen in front of a chess champion, Sam Reshevsky? He used to play Bobby Fischer. The pawn goes step by step by step by step. Can't go anywhere, no shtick. Can't even skip one step. When it comes to the other side, it can become a queen. The knight, the castle, the bishop can never become. They stay what they are. So he said, the bishop, the castle and the horse is Serafim, Chayis, and Nefani HaKadosh. They're Oimdin. When Asati L'chamahalchim Bein Oimdin, they're Oimdin. They stay in one place. They fly around. The neshama on earth is a pawn. Go one step, you can't even skip, you can't fly. Garden, there's nobody here can fly. From today till tomorrow, you try to fly, you fall down, and you fall down hard on your achirayim. That nobody's gonna fly. You go one step at a time, and you get knocked off right, left, center. You know the pawns go flying. When you get to the other side, you become one with the king. You're like the queen. You become one. That's the aveda of the neshama lamata, struggle of life. You become a queen. Huh? Rebbe once said this. Pshat and chess.
Yeah. Printed.
Huh? It's printed. Eventually. Yeah. It's printed. Yeah. So a mela b'nigei l'poil mahaltach emitten of the chess game, a couple of pawns to get over to the other side. Tach megein for reis betachayis metasimcha, just shizzle, just when ich es is the ganze welt gestorben. Einoid mulvadei. Aniva afsiyid.
Big difference.
Einoid mulvadi. Right? Aniva afsiyid means it's me and nobody else. Einoid mulvadi means it's he and there's nobody else. So that's the question you gotta ask yourself. To be or to be not? That is the question.
Even being not is the problem.
It's gefährlich.
To
be or to be not. And those of us who have to curtail our tivus hetter, that's matan and damech. Those of us who have to deal with our permissible cravings, but that are nonetheless quite unholy, gotta deal with that. That can look with the cheesecake and look with the ketchup.
Cheesecake, ketchup. Don't have a good
taste. Anyway, shine. L'chaim, l'chaim. Vreelich echag ha'geula. We come up from the gula from the Bistamos, the gula Ikris, the gula Klalis. It's going to be into the sun, the rega of his melechim. To the sun, what's going to happen? Amen. Take it from the Ad Mamash. This is the Amud HaSimcha from Melbourne. The Amud HaSimcha from Melbourne. Ah? It's the Amud HaSimcha. In the Koil, I dive in Shabbos. Everybody else is depressed like in a cemetery.
like museum antiques. When I stay there, and every 2 minutes it goes like that. I look because I don't know how it comes in. Every few minutes, I say, "Rimenu yiru v'chein yasu." You know what that means? Rimenu yiru. From you, we should see and emulate. You should always be besimcha v'tuv leivav, and be besameach andre yiru. I heard from the Rebbe ones that people who are happy live much healthier lives. They live much better lives. People who are depressed live much worse lives. After the Milchama, Anash came out of Russia, they falsified papers that they're Polish. So this man asked the Fizgeber what he should do with it. So he told him he should go liberate children who were taken during the war years to churches, monasteries, to be raised, to save them and to liberate them from the Christians. And also to travel from city to city and re-establish Jewish communities. So he started to do that. In 1951 he came to Italy. He came to Italy on the Shlichus. There was no Sheikhir or Moyel or Rav. So he himself was a Moyel, so he Malat. He brought Rabbi Perlov, who was in Melbourne, as a Rav. Huh? Moshe Perlov. He brought Gansberg, who's still there, his son, as a Sheikhet. And he created a relationship with the Tzipples. The Tzipples, they're the wealthy Gvidim of Milano. And he established a Jewish community there. So if you'll see in the Sikha of Yitzhma Tovshin Yud Aleph, the first Fabrengen, when the Rebbe was Makabal the Nasius, at the end of the Fabrengen, he tells a story. He says, "I just had a letter from a Yid who tells me that the Rebbe told him you'll come to Italy when you have to." No, he doesn't even say that. You'll come somewhere where you have to. And now he arrived. That's that story. What the Rebbe Rashab said in Tofer Shayichas, to Italy you'll come when you have to come. In the meantime, take off your yellow shoes, your red bow tie, your white suit, and that's a chlan and a temchitman. Dinyan of Ekash at Ekash, Dinyan of Emes. L'chaim, a gute nacht, a gute nyomtev, a freilich in chag ha-geula, and live your lives fully. Yeah. Bismillah.